Good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on a Friday, which means we want good news.
Tell me something good.
So share it. 790-792-6278 if you're on hold. We got a lot of good news stories today, which
we
I love.
We do.
So stay on hold. We'll get to you, I promise. Or you can post on the Facebook page. Tia.
Good morning.
Tell us something good.
So my good thing starts out with a bad thing.
Okay.
So over a month ago, I had a fire at my house, and I had I live in Saco, and I don't know most of my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard, we were inside, and all I heard was, oh, fire, fire. We'll call 911. So when by the time we got outside, I saw two guys. They put my garden hose on, and they helped us control the fire before wow. the fire department showed up. But and I'm so grateful because they basically saved our lives.
Wow, that's amazing.
I started on the grill, and yes, if that thing had exploded,
oh, wow.
we would have all been gone. So that's kind of my good thing.
Wow.
But the other part is I don't know who those neighbors are, and I don't
oh.
know. Like, I've been trying to find them for over a month to show them how grateful we are. But
wait,
I
so they
know who
so
the guys are.
I was gonna make a joke and say, do you want to give them a shout out, hoping that you didn't know their names, just to you know, because that would be funny. But wait a minute, you really don't know who they like. They came
I
and
don't.
Put the fire out and then went back home.
Yes, they.
Wow.
The fire department showed up and they were gone. It's like, oh, these angels came out of nowhere. I even contacted the fire department. Like, do you know who made the call? Nothing. I haven't.
Wow.
I've lived in the neighborhood for 4 years. Never seen these guys before. Nothing.
What? What? So you're in Saco?
Yes.
And when was the fire?
January 15th.
Okay. So this is a couple months ago now. But so January 15th, and a fire in Saco started on the grill, and they hosed down the grill?
It caught the house, so they hosed down the whole side of my bedroom that was basically gone.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! We have to find
terrifying.
These guys.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So if you ran next door or down the street and you helped put out a fire on the side of a house back in mid-January, then go say hi to your neighbor because she wants to thank you.
Mm. Thank you, guys.
Wow! What a story! What a story!
Wow!
All right, Monica. Thanks for calling. Or sorry,
Monica.
Tia. Sorry, just kidding. I wrote down. The caller two is Monica. Tia, geez, give me a break. All right, Tia, what a story. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
I forgive you, Blake.
Thank you. I appreciate
you.
It. I remembered your name, at least, kind of.
All right,
see you later.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, yeah, I hope that I spread that around if you live in Saco. And
I know.
Maybe we can help them figure that out. That would be amazing to get them reunited. 79 Coast, if you want to tell us something good. And now we will get to the person named Monica. Hi, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Tell us something good.
So we just adopted a dog last night.
Oh, good for you. Where'd you adopt from?
The Greater Androscoggin Humane Society.
Great. Good people.
Nice.
Good people.
Yes.
And what kind of dog? Do you know, or is it just a little rescue mix?
We're trying to figure it out. They say that he's German Shepherd mix, but you look at him and you can see the German Shepherd, but I'm definitely seeing Beagle. He's got Beagle Uh-oh. Ears. He's got those Beagle markings, like the white chest and the Beagle face. Super adorable, though. Just gentle and just sweet and just loving.
What's the name?
We're calling him Hodgins, like Jack Hodgins from the TV show Bones.
Oh, from Bones. Oh, that's funny.
I like Hodgins.
Yeah. Hodgins, that's a cute
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
Cute
Super
name.
Super adorable. Yeah.
Very sweet. Well, I'm a lot of puppy love. Oh, hold on. We got to play puppy love.
Oh, boy.
And they called it puppy mm-hmm. love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do we need to play it now when we did that?
And they called it puppy love.
All right, enjoy your new pup, and thanks for adopting.
Yeah. Of course, always, every time.
Aww. I love that. Adopt, don't shop, right?
That's right.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
What's your good news?
I have so much good news.
Wow.
I'm a member of your 5 o'clock club.
Oh, okay. You've been on hold for 4 hours.
That's right. I'm a member. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I'm fully vaccinated.
Nice.
To Sanibel Island.
Are you going on vacation?
Yes, I'm going on vacation. I'm taking my 88-year-old father-in-law because he's been cooped up for a year, and he's fully vaccinated.
Wow.
And my husband and my sister-in-law.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Look at all this is happening now.
So basically, you're going to the old people spring break that we were joking about a little while ago.
You're the chaperone.
Yeah.
Because my other good news is it's my 63rd birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow.
Thank you. And I'm on my way to see my sisters. We're going to have a spa day and lunch. And then...
cocktails.
I wanted to tell you something else that was good, too, but oh, the other good news is you made me so happy when you talked about fried bologna. It was my mother's favorite meal. It grossed me out so bad because I would fry it, and it would curl up on the edges, and I'd have to stick it with scissors or take a knife and cut it.
Yeah, it puffs up in the middle. Yeah.
It puffs up.
Or it bubbles and it pops or something. Yeah.
That's right. And then put mustard on it and deliver it to her. She loves fried bologna
sandwiches. Oh, my God. That is so funny. You know, you never know the thing that's going to end up being like a little thread that weaves its way through the show.
Right.
For example, today was bologna. Yesterday was rectal swabs. So you really never know what you're going to get when you turn on The Blake Show.
Sort of the beginning and the end.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, have so much fun, Catherine, at Old People Spring Break. Are you, you said you're a nurse practitioner?
Yeah, at the Maine Medical Center, and I hang out with 30-year-old surgical residents, so I feel about 35, to be honest with you.
Oh, and
hey, listen, you're the chaperone.
Some of them are pretty cute.
Yeah, ooh.
And they're really cute. I mean, my my sons are 33 and 30, so...
Right, so you're not really hitting on them, but you're still eyeing them. Yeah, kind of like Grey's Anatomy. Okay, well, that's awesome. We'll have so much fun, and enjoy Old People Spring Break.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you back.
5 o'clock every morning on the way to work. You made my day.
All right, Catherine. Say hi to everybody at Maine Med, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There she goes. Boarding the plane. Where the oxygen masks are worn throughout the flight. I love that she's taking her 88-year-old father-in-law. By the way, I got a shout-out to my friend Hilda, who texted and said, my good news is my 99-year-old father. This is the one that would bust out of the house to go get scotch at the liquor store during the pandemic. He's been cooped up, but he just got his first shot.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
This is so awesome.
And Hilda said, old people spring break kind of sounds like my speed, actually.
Yeah, I like it. I'm all about it.
Come on, guys. We're doing body shots off of Stanley. Go to sleep and keep grinning. Where Jell-O shots are the only solid food we have. My life is going to be. It's old people spring break. Full of sunshine enough to spread. Come on, let's let me see. I got to take Tuesday's pills with my prune shot. Ain't love a kick in the head.